action.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, I want to begin reading in verse 5. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. We'll stop right there. This is a warning from the Apostle Paul. And I need to pay attention to it. He is stating the facts concerning these Corinthians believers. And actually starts off, he's fussing at them. He said he fed them with milk when you should have been having meat. And I fed you with milk because you weren't able to take meat. But you should have been able to. I had to talk to you like babes in Christ and not as adult sons and daughters of God. And there were envying, strife, and divisions among them. And that was one of the things that kind of seemed to tick the Apostle Paul off. He didn't like that. And some of them, what he gave as an example, he says, one says, I am of Paul. Another says, I am of Apollos. They were even making a division among the preachers. So Paul said, Apollos and I don't matter. We don't matter. We are just ministers. Now, then he makes this statement. It says, we are but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Yeah. Now, I've had that one kind of thrown up in my face before. See, God gives it to every man. It says so right there. Well, I did look at the translation. And actually, this is not the best. The Young's Literal Translation has this, we are but ministrants through whom ye did believe, and to each as the Lord gave. To each that believe. It's not to every man without exception. He's talking about believers. That's who this is addressed to. Okay, so even if you don't want to, but the other translations did help. As to each, as the Lord gave. Because if the Lord gives it to you, you got it. Now, what I take from this is that ministers are not to be preeminent by any stretch of the imagination. The message is far more important than the minister. Paul states that he and Apollos were here preaching while God did something for his people. God did it. Now, as far as it goes, the preacher should be respected and listened to if, and it's a very big if, he preaches the truth. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you have to respect Jimmy Swaggart or anybody else of that ilk. But if they preach the truth, they should be respected. But the message is what it comes from. Because if you're somewhere where the truth is not preached, you've got my permission, for what it's worth, to go home and read your Bible or whatever.
Yeah.
You can watch TV if you want. But rather than stand under the, or sit under lies. Believers are under no obligation to listen to anyone lie about God.
Yeah.
Now, Paul states that he and Apollos were ministers by whom you believed, as given to you by God. This believing is by God. It's here too. It's not just in John 6. It's by God. Believing is to each as the Lord gave. Faith is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's still in the Bible. And that goes for the preacher as well. The minister is to minister to the people of God. It is his job to speak the truth and to lie not. He is to teach the word of God as best as he knows how. He is to proclaim God's word, not his own. When I got to reading this, I got to thinking, because of the illustration here where he says, I've planted and Apollos watered, I got to thinking about the sower, the parable of the sower. The sower went forth to sow, and what he sowed was to be the word. Now that's the good word of God. Not just words. And actually, if you really want to go to it, the point, you know, about farmers and fields kind of breaks down here, because this sower sowed everywhere.
Right.
I mean, he was pretty indiscriminate. He threw seed on the road, the wayside. He threw seed in a briar patch. He threw seed on rocky soil. And he threw seed on good ground. He threw seed. That's what he did. Everywhere, anywhere. Now, this seed did have an effect just about everywhere it went.
Right.
Now, it didn't have much of an effect on the roadside or the wayside, because all it did was get trampled and run over. It got choked in a briar patch. It got, well, it sprung up on the stony ground, but it withered because there was no root. There was no foundation. The only spot the seed grew well on was the good ground. The good ground alone. Now, in this parable, the sower couldn't tell the good ground from the stony ground. He couldn't tell a wayside from a briar patch. That wasn't his job. His job was to sow the word. Let it fall where it will, and God will give the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Or not. See, that's the part they leave you out. He may not.
Right, he may not.
What was it? There's the wayside, the stony ground, and the briars, and there was good ground. Three out of four places, it didn't work.
Right.
Three out of four places, the word of God, the good word of God, didn't work. The difference was, somebody made that one set of ground good. The sower didn't plow.
Nope.
The sower didn't plow the ground. He didn't remove the rocky soil. Remove the rocks from the soil. What, Ireland, where they make all them rock walls? That's because there's a lot of rocks there. I always got tickled at John Wayne movies. And now I know why there's so many rock walls in this country. Because picking them up and putting them down. That's not the sower's job. The sower sows. You let it fall where it will, and God will give the increase. because that's God's job. The Father quickens whom he will. The Son quickens whom he will. There is an increase because of Christ, and it's not because of the minister. Now, the increase is never because of the minister.
Right.
I don't know how many times I've heard this, but I know at least 5 or 6. There are people, they get a new preacher, okay, and they get excited. I say, you ought to come. This preacher's really good. You need to come hear him. And I said, you know, no. That's what I say, basically. But they'll go on, and they'll tell you that, well, see, if you made a comparison, and I've heard this seriously from 4 or 5 different people. It's like if this preacher preached this one message and this other preacher preached the same exact message, more people would come when this fella preached. So he's got to be good. No, he's persuasive.
Yeah, right.
He may be a great orator.
Right.
You know, he may be like old Mays Jackson, can tell some good stories, buddy. I mean, Mays was something else, entertaining. And he could, as they say, tug on your heartstrings like nobody's business. He'll turn the light out. Too late. This says God gives the increase. Because I've seen those people, and 6 months down the road, they ain't asking you to go to church no more. Because I don't know whether the guy petered out or he left. Or maybe they kind of figured out that, see, all these people that got excited and came in when they had the numbers going are gone now. They take off. They don't last. That's another thing you'll hear other preachers talk about is turnover. Now, thankfully, we haven't had to turn over here because we ain't got that much to turn over. But who we got shows up. And I don't figure you're showing up to listen to me as far as just because of it's me. I'm hoping it's because of the message.
Yeah.
Not showing up just because it's Walter. It's
right.
Because of the message. I came here before to see Earl Cochran. But it was because of Earl's message. Now, granted, I did come to like Earl Cochran. He was a little crusty at times. And Earl could tell a good story.
Sure.
But his story had to do with the message. He wasn't trying to play on your heartstrings. He wasn't trying to tug at your emotions or get your feelings worked up. And what was it the guy said? Darn, I wish I hadn't been up in the balcony. I could have been down there where the Spirit was. Because the Holy Spirit cannot climb stairs, evidently. This is what you get from preachers.
Yeah.
This is what you get from people in religion.
Right. That's what you get.
It ain't right. It's not even close to right. Paul says, neither he that planteth is anything,
right.
Neither he that watereth.
Right.
God giveth the increase. And if God gives the increase, it's increased.
Yes,
it's going to stay increased until you die. And then it's going to get better. For you, we might miss you and all, but it's going to get better. That's God's job. God gives the increase. People need to learn this. Deacon boards need to learn this. And ministers need to learn this. Preachers are to sow the word and wait for God to give the increase. Wait upon the Lord. That's another hard thing to do sometimes. God's people will believe to each as the Lord gave. God's people will come to Christ to each as the Lord gave.
Yeah.
He that plants is not anything. He that waters is not anything, because God is everything. He that plants and waters are one, if they're sowing good seed.
Yeah.
They are accountable for the seed they sow and that they water. And it says they will be rewarded for their labor. And that's the part that scares me. Walter gave me a set of papers last week. They were ordination papers. And I didn't know what to say to him. I know what I wanted to say. You can have these back. I don't really want them. I am pleased that he and you would think of me that way in giving me these papers. But I really wasn't looking for them, okay? It's not that I don't want to do weddings, although I really don't want to do weddings. But I don't want to get puffed up. I'm bad enough as it is, okay? It's not something I have been seeking after. This was not a goal. And to be perfectly honest, I just feel unworthy. And I feel unworthy because I don't trust myself. It's not you guys. I don't trust me. I trust Walter. Yeah, it's okay. That's all right. I trust you people. Well, at least most of you. That was a joke. I even wrote it down. Okay? But I don't trust me. I trust God, but I don't trust me. But this is the only place... the only place that I feel I really belong, with the exception of my marriage, this place here.
Yeah.
And I've been coming without papers, and I'd still come without papers. Now, I will keep these papers until somebody asks for them back, then I will gladly return them. It's not a problem. I will do this job the best I can. And hopefully, by the grace of Christ Jesus, I'll get better at it. Practice does not make perfect, but it helps. I look at this scripture in 1 Corinthians 3, and to put it in terms that I think of, I think of it as Earl has sowed, Walter's watered, and Joe maybe sprinkled something somewhere. But I'm trying.
Yeah, sure.
I do take this responsibility seriously, though I will tell jokes at the same time. I agree with Tim James in that I refuse to take myself too seriously.
Right.
I wholeheartedly agree with that. The best thing about this scripture, though, is that God takes the heat off me.
Sure. Yeah.
If we don't increase, it ain't my fault.
Right.
If I'm sowing good seed, right, it's not my fault.
Right. That's it.
It's nobody's fault.
Right.
God gives an increase.
Yeah.
We don't earn it.
Right.
We don't expect it. Sometimes, some ways, I don't want it. Some increases. But God's increase, I'll take. We get what God gives us.
Yeah.
And we've got this place. And right now, we're making our way. We're paying for it. And that's all I ask for. I know we got a little money socked away in the bank. Don't worry, we'll need it for something. Trust me. Trust me, it'll come up. I guarantee. The roof will fall in or something, you know. I'm a great believer in Murphy's Law. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible moment. But God takes care of that too. We are laborers together with God. Christ's ministers are to work with God. Ye are God's husbandry, God's building. You know this stuff about God doing stuff? It's everywhere in the scriptures.
Sure.
God's husbandry. I did look that up because when I think husbandry personally, I think like cows, sheep. But this is talking about tilling the field. And that's what it says in Strong's, talking about the tilled field where you grow stuff on purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like that. Because you go back to that parable of the sower, there is some good ground out there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make it good. I don't know where it is. But there's some good ground out there. And when the good seed falls on the good ground, it's going to come forth.
Yeah.
And it's going to grow. It's going to grow to maturity. And it's going to grow and bear fruit. Some, what, 20-fold, 40-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold even. Each in its season. There's a field out there. It's God's field. He's the husbandry. It's His husbandry, and ye are God's building.
Yeah.
I like that. I do. Because believers are God's work,
yeah.
Not man's.
Right.
Not even a little bit. They're God's work. So I'm going to keep my papers. I haven't mailed them off yet. I have to do that to become legal. But thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful again for this place and this time which we set aside to try to worship You in spirit and in truth. And try to tell the truth about You and Your work, Your will, and Your way through our Lord Jesus Christ in this world that we live in. And we ask for the blessings of Your Holy Spirit to teach us and lead us and guide us as we go forth. And give Walter the words we need to hear this morning. Because we do need to hear Your seed, Your word, so that we might continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, in whose name we ask. Amen.
Thank you.